Good morning. My guest this morning is author Jonah Raskin. Good morning, Jonah.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Well, here it says that you are doing a presentation on Thursday, August 22nd, 7 to 8 p.m. at the Sonoma County Museum called Burning Down the House.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, it's a good song, too, by the way.
Yes, yes.
A talk on the fire at Jack London's Wolf House.
Yeah, it seemed like a good title for a talk about the Wolf House fire, burning down the house.
Yeah. Without giving anything away, but just whetting the interest of the listeners, tell a little bit about the incident that you're describing here and that you have done detective work on.
Yes, so on August 22nd, 1913, there was a big fire at Jack London's ranch that he called Beauty Ranch, and he had spent about $75,000 building a mansion. He was woken up about 11 o'clock at night by one of the ranch hands and told that his mansion that he was just about to move into was in flames. He went over there. It was too late to do anything at all. It burned to the ground. You people go over there. There's millions of people who make the pilgrimage, pilgrimage to Wolf House. They can see the walls, the stone walls, the chimneys, and there's nothing else that has remained.
Well, at the time and from then until the present, there has been controversy about exactly what caused that fire.
Yes. So Jack London himself didn't know whether it was caused by the hand of man or the hand of God.
Uh-huh.
There was arson that was suspected from the very beginning. And then in about 1995, there was a team of forensic experts who showed up for a week, and they decided that it was caused by spontaneous combustion. So, and some people believe and accept the theory of spontaneous combustion. Others, for various reasons, think that it's a suspect. And I would say there's definitely a lot of flaws in the spontaneous combustion idea. And it seems very possible still, after all this time, 100 years later, that it was caused by arson. And so what I am planning to do at the museum is to invite everybody in the audience to be detective with me, and to I want to give everybody all the clues and all the evidence and who all the usual and the unusual suspects are, and to like think about the circumstances of the fire and maybe get closer to solving the mystery.
How did the community feel about London?
There was a lot of people who resented him, local people, farmers, ranchers around him in Glen Ellen, because he was an outsider. He came in from Oakland. He came with a huge amount of money. He was throwing money around. He was also known to be a lefty. And there was a lot of people who didn't like him because he was this wealthy man who had this reputation as a firebrand.
And, of course, a $75,000 mansion doesn't sound like much now, but back then that was a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. That had to be now in terms of millions of dollars.
Yeah,
right. So they thought he was a show-off. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he had that reputation a lot in his life because he was always trying so desperately to make ends meet that I think he sort of cultivated flamboyance, it seems.
Well, he said the only thing that was important is when your name appeared in print is if they spelled it correctly. All publicity was good publicity.
Right.
He was very modern and very contemporary in that way.
Well, I wish we could go on and on about this because I think it's a fascinating subject. But thanks for coming in, Jonah.
Thank you very much.
And let's tell people once again that this is a rare opportunity to investigate a turning point in the life of a very, very well-known Sonoma County resident. It's Burning Down the House, a talk on the fire at Jack London's Wolf House by Jonah Raskin. Thursday the 27th, 7 to 8 p.m. at Sonoma County
and
Museum.
And Gay LeBaron is joining me also.
Oh, great.
Yes, another added goodie.
An added historian.
Yes.
For information, 579-1500, online, sonomacountymuseum.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.